Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Heading down south to the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina. Staring up the road.
It is 8:40 on this Friday, the 13th edition of Palmetto Morning. 64 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You could also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Download that free WRHI app or join along on Facebook Live at WRHI.
As we see what's unfolding in Ukraine, so many folks here in America want to roll up our sleeves and help, and there have been so many different ways to get involved. Here's another great way to help our Ukrainian neighbors. Elevation Church at Riverwalk, they were contacted by Convoy for Hope, as well as Servants with a Heart, about preparing meals to send over to Ukraine, and you get a chance to sign up for a shift next week, starting Wednesday, May the 18th. To do just that. Christina Taylor is the director of outreach there at Elevation Church Riverwalk. She joins us. And Christina, what a wonderful thing to do to help our international neighbors. So many folks come to us and they want to help. We see so many people want to help. They don't even know what to send, how much to send, where to start, what they need, and you all are making it easy for us.
Well, we're trying to. 300,000 meals, this is not going to be easy, but that does fill an entire shipping container, and we're fortunate enough to have community partnerships, schools, the Rock Hill Schools Education Foundation. They're all sending people to help. We have 9 shifts available for you to register, and bring your whole family. What's really special about this is that we get to come together as a family. There's going to be things for children to do to contribute, and I mean, these are pieces of our history coming together, and we get to say we stepped up to contribute and to make a difference. And so we do. We're going to have a lot of hands on deck. I do believe we're going to hit the 300,000 meal goal, and they're going to be sent into Romania and then through Convoy of Hope and then caravaned into Ukrainian communities that are experiencing a food shortage right now. So it's a really special way to make an impact. And like you said, a lot of people have been watching this from afar, wondering, what can I do to help? And Meg, you said it so beautifully earlier this week about, like, this is a tangible way. You're creating a meal that in a short period of time is going to be put in the hands of someone experiencing some of the darkest moments of their life. So it's a symbol of hope. It's a way to say, hey, we see you. We care about what you're going through.
How would you describe what they are going through? We see the devastation.
Sure.
We also know Ukraine is the size of Texas. So there are pockets where it's more severe than other places.
Yep.
But from what you have learned, how would you describe a day in the life of someone who has just completely lost everything?
Sure. Well, that's a tough question, because you're right. There are different experiences, and sometimes we see the most severe. But what I do know is the communities that we're going to be impacting, these are people who are used to waking up and going to their pantry for breakfast in the morning or opening a refrigerator full of food. But many of these communities—
They're just like us.
Like us. But these communities have lost power. These communities have lost the ability to just go grocery shop for foods. There's food scarcity. And so they're standing in line for several hours waiting for their ration of food, whether it be a ration. I think a few organizations are doing up to 3 days of food at a time, but some it's really just, here's your food for the day.
And the safety of getting in there.
Yeah. Right.
And what's the food? So when we are volunteering there at Elevation Church Riverwalk, what are we doing? What does the food look like?
Sure. So we're going to have, it's going to be an assembly line process. So the first piece of the process, and where the kids have the most fun, is we're going to be scooping different elements into a bag, which are like rice and dehydrated vegetables and soy protein, and it gets packed into a bag that then gets sealed, labeled, and then boxed away, put on the cart, all of that. But it's similar, I want to say, like a rice-a-roni. I know that doesn't sound wonderful, but
it's easy food.
It's easy food that you can boil. It's nutrient dense, and then they can add to it as well as they get other resources.
How many will it feed? Like you say, a you'll make a bag of it,
yes,
and it's concentrated.
It
so
is.
When you boil it, how far will it go?
It'll feed six people.
Mm-hmm. That's a family.
And so that is a family. Yep. Or for an individual, it could be a meal for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. So
300,000 meals.
Yes.
Folks can sign up as early as now for their shifts
right
for next
now,
week.
It's all open.
And then where do we go to sign up?
Go to the Elevation Church Riverwalk Facebook page. It's pinned to the top. You'll see the registration link and some of the details are listed there as well.
Christina Taylor is the director of outreach there at Elevation Church Riverwalk, talking about helping our Ukrainian neighbors, and you're able to do this by preparing meals. You know, we have seen this unfold, and for some of us, it's out of sight, out of mind, right? Our heart
sure.
breaks for them. We want to do something, but until it hits us, yeah. then we're like, well, now we care.
Sure.
But food, basic necessity, is something. Do you hope we'll register with people and kind of shake them and say, here, it is real.
Sure.
Here's what you can do to make a small impact.
Yeah, well, this is something that we can all relate to. And I would hope that if I were ever in a position that, like, people would be stirred to action. Something that's really beautiful is one of our partners, shout out to Paul Thomas with Forest Hill Church. He has been phenomenal in helping bring people together and build in support for this event, but he has Ukrainian families in their congregation that are excited to be a part of this. And once you make those connections, there are a lot of people who have family or have connections to churches that are there, or have connections to businesses that were there. And so once you can make it personal, it becomes powerful.
You're so right.
Talk about making your community partners. You've got a great partner right
yes.
here with Megan Pat, who's the executive director for the Rock Hill Schools Education Foundation. Talk a little bit about that partnership, and then Megan, maybe how you all are helping in this effort as well.
Sure. Yeah, we're just excited to be a part of it. Elevation is a huge supporter of ours, and this was an easy yes for us because we're passionate about meeting a need when hunger is a distraction.
Yes.
So we do that locally. So when Christina shared the opportunity to do this with our neighbors in the Ukraine, we said, absolutely. So we're excited to get our community out there to share the word with our supporters and to get more people from Rock Hill to help our neighbors over there in the Ukraine.
Yeah, one of the key signature things within the Rock Hill Schools Education Foundation, Back the Pack fundraiser, and of course, what you feed 800 families or 800 students?
800 students every week
wow.
in Rock Hill Schools.
So you know
incredible.
A thing or two about packing meals.
Right,
so
right.
This is
our forte, yeah. right.
This is right up your alley, so to speak. So what a great partnership.
We come with game.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Street
that's
cred.
Right.
Yeah. What a great connection. And
yeah.
again, you can do your part. So again, anyone listening, if there's still shifts to sign up, they can take it and you could do it as a family.
Oh, there are so many shifts
oh,
to sign
great.
Up for.
Okay.
So yes, head over to our Facebook okay. page, Elevation Riverwalk. It's pinned to the top. You'll see the link and all the shifts available to register.
Perfect. Megan, while we have you real quick, I know the last time you were in here, you were one of the finalists for the neighborhood award from
yeah.
the State Farm Insurance.
Yeah.
200 were started with 4,000,
right.
whittled down to top 200. You made the top 200. The top 100 of those will receive that grant
yes.
for $25,000.
That's right.
Voting has ended. Do
yes.
we know where we stand? Have we won? When do we find out?
Yeah, I'm wanting answers to all those questions.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, right.
Let's just keep that going.
We ended it at number 47 out of 200, and we have to be in the top 100 to receive that $25,000 grant. So I believe on June 8th we find out Ooh. For sure. So I will let y'all know, and we can celebrate together.
Yeah,
yes,
yes.
Please.
We can announce it here.
Yes.
yes.
You and the Lifehouse Women's Center.
Yes.
Shelter, I think.
Shelter, yes.
We're all, also a finalist.
Yes.
Out of
Wonderful.
Three in the great state of South Carolina,
yes.
two of them are from our community.
Yeah.
So hopefully
so
we'll go $50,000 richer. Well, thank
yes.
you so much to that, Megan. Christina, thank you so much for what you all are doing over there at Elevation Church Riverwalk. Mm-hmm. Get involved. Check them out on Facebook to sign up for a shift to help prepare meals for our neighbors in Ukraine.